The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
There's been a recent trend by some shop owners and business owners to name and shame shoplifters on social media, and I think there was a supermarket in Adelaide that was doing this, putting up videos of the people that come in and remove gear from their shops without paying. Is this legal? Are they allowed to do it? And is this the best approach to take when it comes to trying to deal with shoplifters? On the line to talk about this is Stephen Brown. He's a commercial lawyer and the principal of Lynn & Brown Lawyers. Stephen, thanks for being on the program once again.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning, listeners.
So have you seen the video of the shoplifters being named and shamed on social media?
I have had a bit of a look at that, what's occurring in Adelaide. There's also some recent incidents of it occurring in the UK that probably predates that. I'm not sure whether the Adelaide owner, that's where he got his idea from.
Yeah, and do you think it works? Does it actually deter shoplifters?
Well, they're saying that the raw, very raw statistics for the very few circumstances in Adelaide, and I think there's a couple of stores that have done it, are saying their numbers of shoplifting have significantly dropped since they started doing it. Now, it's a very small pool and quite anecdotal evidence, and the person involved has obviously got a vested interest in telling us that it's working.
What does the law say when it comes to CCTV? Because that would usually remain private. It would be recorded and could be played back by the shop owner or potentially police. But when you go and post that on social media, what are the legal issues here?
Yeah, so that has to be very careful with how you use that. So one of the important things is that it has to be clearly shown to the public that the area is under surveillance. So that's why when you walk through an area that is under CCTV survellance, you'll usually see some signs to that effect.
Yes.
And also it's required to be otherwise in a clearly public forum, so somewhere where you would expect that the public will see you and you're open to the public. So one of the circumstances where we often see this becomes problematic for shop owners is if there is a clothing retailer and they're trying to film around the change room area. Now, understandably, this is where a lot of their shoplifting occurs because people take some clothes into the change rooms and one of them gets tried on and one of them gets slipped into a bag.
Yes.
But that is highly problematic because it's not an area where patrons would expect to be filmed. And even by signposting that, there are significant risks that they take. So it is legal to do it. There's significant problems, though, that are associated with then if you decide to put that out into the public forum on social media.
Well, just to explain that, how does it change if you decide to post to social media?
So we then start to encounter issues relating to defamation law. So the shop owner has to be extremely careful that they have judged the situation correctly. Now, normally we have this process we call our judicial system where someone gets charged with an offence and they go through a process of being able to try and prove that they are not guilty, and then through a very involved process of the judicial system, a decision is made whether they actually shoplifted or not. What we're having here is a shoplifter making a shop owner making a determination very quickly by having a look at some often fairly poor quality video and then putting it out into the public and naming and shaming someone and saying that they're guilty of an offence. If they get that wrong, the price could be high on their bat.
Have there actually been any cases where someone who's been named and shamed on social media has come back and tried to commence defamation proceedings?
I'm sure there would be, not that I'm familiar with. We often only hear about the cases where there's celebrities in play in defamation, and that's because the stakes are a lot higher and their ability to get compensation is usually a significantly greater sum. But what bears significant relevance to the shop owners that are doing this is where there is malice involved with defamation, it really ups the ante and takes away a whole lot of defences that would normally be in play for someone who is accused of defamatory behaviour. And I think in these circumstances, it would be quite easy to show malice because the sole purpose of posting this is to try and get back at the person that they're alleging has shoplifted from them. So it creates a very difficult situation potentially for the shop owner unless they can definitively prove that a shoplifting offence or some other theft offence has actually occurred.
I suspect that it would be quite difficult for people to launch defamation action, and I just wonder if someone is in shops taking meat products or whatever, would they have the resources to then go and commence defamation proceedings? That's why I was curious if there's been any cases where this has actually happened.
Yeah, that you're correct there, Michael. Often that would be the case. But what about, let's pose a situation where someone with some substance behind them is filmed and that the person before them is actually the one that shoplifted the product and they've legitimately taken something off the shelf and later gone to the counter and purchased it. Mm. But the shop owner has thought that they were the one that shoplifted it and posts that on social media. And they're a person that's in the public profile. And this thing gets, they get named and shamed and they never committed the offence. And they have a significant public profile, which would mean that the defamation will possibly have significant ramifications for them.
So I suppose in that instance, as a business owner, you could be in serious trouble because you've tried to name and shame the person over a $2 product potentially, and you're potentially up for hundreds of thousands of dollars if this person had a reasonable reputation beforehand.
That's correct. But we know in Australia that there's something like $9 billion is being stolen from and offences committed in retail outlets across Australia. So, understandably, the shop owners are frustrated. We know that only about 20% of them are actually reported to authorities. Yeah. So there's a massive disparity between the offences that are occurring and what's actually being able to be done in relation to it. So understandably, the shop owners have got to this position of frustration where they think that the normal course of following the law and reporting it to the police is not having any benefit to them. And so they're looking for alternative means. This may not be their answer, though.
Well, I worked in retail back in the day, and it was discouraged, of course, taking strong action against shoplifters. And the reason being is, I suppose, it could lead to more harm than good down the track if you encourage your staff to go after shoplifters and go through that whole process. You just don't know how things could turn.
Yeah, most certainly.
The other point I just question is the actual offence of shoplifting. Are there any defences to shoplifting? I mean, you're talking about if a shop owner labels someone as a shoplifter on social media, but if you've got the clear evidence that someone's taken things from your premises and they haven't paid for it, are there any circumstances under the law where that could actually be legal or be not an offence?
I think it would be very difficult to prove that that wasn't an offence. But remember what happens with a CCTV footage. It often only captures part of the story. So very rarely, particularly in the areas where it's a privately set up system, it doesn't capture the whole of the store. So we might see someone on CCTV footage putting an item into their bag, but they might not have had something else to carry it with, and they might have only just put it into their bag and ultimately gone to the counter and actually paid for the product.
Mm.
Yes. Footage of it might look like they're committing a theft.
So you would really need the multiple cameras and multiple camera angles to show them, first of all, going to the actual shelf and then going later on to the counter and seeing all the different stages of them walking through the shop.
And then walking out without having paid. And in that circumstance, they probably have the evidence to support them. But I dare say in most small retail outlets, they wouldn't have that type of coverage from their CCTV footage.
And you've talked about shoplifting this morning, but there are severe retail crimes other than shoplifting, and I think vandalism is quite a severe problem as well, is it?
Yeah, that's correct. So Products getting vandalised while on the shelves. There's also, after-hours theft that occurs. We often see these ram raids of liquor businesses and other businesses that have electronic equipment and that sort of nature of material that's easy to move. Shoplifting is only one example of the type of offences the shop owners would be dealing with here.
Do you have any suggestions for business owners if they can't go down the name and shame route? Do they need to try and go through criminal prosecution, and is that likely to be successful?
That probably is their only recourse to them. I think having the cameras up is great, and probably having a lot of signage to say, this area is under surveillance. A regular walk around of the shop, and that might be just to provide some old-fashioned service for people, but also would probably operate as a deterrent for someone to get fast fingers and try to put something away if there's someone walking close to them. Yeah. But I don't think there are any easy answers because, often a lot of these small retail businesses, particularly in the current times of online trading, are finding it pretty tough. So their budget to fund something of this nature is difficult. Mm. Become friendly with the local constabulary as well and get to know them so that when something does occur, they might put your matter up to the priority list.
Well, Stephen, thanks for being on the program this morning. Really appreciated a few good suggestions there, but also a cautionary tale for businesses that are perhaps going down the name and shame path.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Good on you. Thank you very much. Stephen Brown with us there, commercial lawyer and principal of Lynn and Brown Lawyers.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.